Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin the Hilchos Tefillah, the laws of prayer, Birchas Kohanim, and the blessings that the Kohanim give the Jewish people, which is the second out of the six halachas in the Sefer Avahava, the Book of Love, which Yesh B'chlol and Shtei Mitzvah Saseh. In their category, there's two positive commandments. Aleph number one, La'avodas Hashem B'chol Yom, Tefillah, to serve Hashem every single day with prayer. And Be'ez number two, Levorach Kohanim, Esesor B'chol Yom, that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people every single day. Ubir Shtei Mitzvah Elo, and the explanation of these two mitzvahs are B'prokam Elo, are in these chapters, which there are 15 Parakim, 15 chapters. The first three discuss regarding the tefillah and their zmanim, the time of davening. Next three daltavav discuss regarding the stipulations of davening and regarding when one would be mevatel the tefillah, not to daven. Perek Zayin discuss regarding the order of brachas and tefillahs for an individual. Perek Ches and Tes discuss regarding tefillahs hatzibur, the tefillah of the minyan. Perek Yud discusses regarding mistakes and errors in davening. Perek Yud Alf discusses the shul. Perek Yud Beis and Gimel discusses Kriyas HaTayr. And Perek Yud Dal and Tezvav discusses the laws of Birchas Kehanim. With that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which the biblical and the rabbinic mitzvah as it relates to that of davening. So Halacha Aleph begins with the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah Saseh, the positive commandment, is L'Espal B'chol Yom, to daven every single day. Shem says the passing in Shemais, V'avatem Es Hashem L'Kechem, you should serve Hashem your God. Which Mepiash Mulam, from tradition, they learned Sha'avoidazu, what's this, that the mitzvah of serving Hashem every single day? Hitfila refers to davening. Shem says the passing Devar Mula of the Bechal of Avchem, you should serve him with all your heart, which Amacham the sages said, Ezoha Avoid Shabalev, how do you serve God with one's heart? Zutfila, that's prayer, that's the davening that a person does to Hashem. Halacha base. Now, the Ein Minyan Hatfilas Min HaTorah. Now, biblically, there's no number, there's no metrics to davening. The Ein Mishnah Hatfilas Zoyis Min HaTorah. Neither is there the set text for davening biblically. Vein latfil is mankavuminatar, and neither biblically is there a set time when to daven. Well, the fikah, therefore, since there's no set time biblically, nashim ba'avadim chayim matfilah. So women and slaves, rabbi halacha, like women, are obligated in davening. Lefishe mitzvah saseh, shalai is mankrim. It's a positive command that's not time bound. It's not time that caused it. So, therefore, women are obligated, only exempt from mitzvah saseh, shalai is mankrim. Now, elachiv mitzvah zu kachu. So, what is the biblical the obligation of this mitzvah? Shehei adam mischanen u'mespal b'chol yom. A person should supplicate and pray every single day. Umagid shivcha shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to say over the praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'achkach, and then after he does that he says the praise of Hashem. Shoyel tzrachav shu tzarach lehem bevakasha b'tchina. He asks for what he needs with request and with supplication. And then he gives thanks and praise to Hashem al kala teva shishpile for the good that He's given him. Even according to their ability, it has that structure of those three prongs: first saying how great Hashem is, then asking, and then giving thanks. Halacha gimel. Now, if a person was accustomed to davening, so he increases the amount that he has of supplication and request. If someone has what's called verstopfte Lippen, if someone is not able to speak so well, so he speaks according to his ability, whenever it is that he wants to. And so to the number of prayers, everyone according to his ability. You would have one person davening once a day. You had people that would daven many times a day. And everyone should daven facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, B'chamakam Mashiach, wherever he is. And the Chin Hoya Dover Tamen, this is the way it always was, Moshe Rabbeinu Bad Ezra, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Ezra Sefer. Now, Halacha Dalim, however, regarding this, as we know of the Nusach, of the text of the davenings, Kibin Shagoli Yisrael B'mein Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Now, once the Jewish people were exiled in the days of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, this Orvu B'Paras, so they got intermingled in Persia, B'Yavin, and the Greeks, B'Sharagum, with all the other nations. They weren't anymore just in Eretz Yisrael. The Nodlem Bonim Ba'artes HaGoyim, and now they were giving birth to children, to sons, in the nations, the lands of the nations. Now, V'Isma Bonim, now those sons, Nisbal B'la Safasam, their language was getting mixed up. Everyone was speaking in a language that was mixed up from many different languages because they were in a diaspora. Now, once he would speak, he wasn't able to speak in one language whatever it is that he needed, only with distortions. Shneim says a pasuk in Nehemiah. It says, "Ubneihem and their sons, half were speaking Ashdoidis. They didn't recognize to speak in the Jewish language, and they would be speaking the language of all the other nations. Now, Mneze, because of this, when one of them would be davening, Tikta L'Shoyim L'Shel Chavatsim. So he would be limited in his language to ask for his what he needs, or to say over the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the holy language, until it was intermingled with it many different languages. Now, Mekim Shura Ezra based in the Kach. Once Ezra HaSefer and his court saw this, they got up and they instituted the 18 blessings in a specific order. Sholosh Rishon, and still in the basic structure of the three parts that we mentioned before, but Sholosh Rishon is the first three brachas, Shevach Lashem, our praise to Hashem. Sholosh Achonis, the last three, are Haidah, thanksgiving. V'mtzoyis, in the middle ones, Yesh Ben Sheil is called from, that's where the requests are for all things. Shem Kamoi Avos, they're like the primary categories, L'chol Chefti Ish V'ish, for all what man needs. That's the first half of the middle ones. Ulitzarcha Tzibukulim, and all for the needs of the community of the public, which is the second half. And that's Kadesh Yaruchas Befihakol, that it should be organized in the mouth of all people. The Yimudu Eis Meheira, and it's something that they can learn very quickly. And Batiyat Tfilas Elu Heilgim, so that the prayers of these people who can't really speak so well should be a Tfilas Shlema, a complete prayer, Ketfilas Balei Lashon Hatzacha, like the people that have very clear, crisp enunciation and articulation. Now it's for this reason that Tiknu Kol HaBrachas VaTfilas Mesudras BeFikol Yisrael, that they institute all the blessings and all the prayers that are organized in the mouth of all the Jewish people, in Kol Bracha Arach BeFiyah Eilig, that the content of all of the brachas should be organized in the mouth of those who are not so articulate. Now Halacha continues regarding, so we have what's called Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv Musaf Ne'ilo, and Bechid Tiknu, and that's what they instituted, She Minyan HaTfilas Kimin HaKarbonas, that the number of prayers should be like the number of the karbonas that they would bring every day in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Avodah, and we have the Avodah Shevalev. You have Shtei Tfilas B'chol Yom. You have two mandatory prayers every single day, Keneged Shnei Tamidim, according to the two mandatory constant karbonas brought every single day, which is called the Tamid, which you had one in the morning, one in the evening. Evening meaning towards nighttime. And B'chol Yom Sheish B'kabim Musav, every single day that there was a carbon, there was an additional, what's called Musav, carbon brought, Tiknu by Tfilah Shlisha, so institute a third prayer, connected to carbon Musav, that correlates to the carbon Musav. Or Tfilah, she connected to Mishal Baik, another prayer that correlates to the daily sacrifice brought every single morning. Hiyanikras Tfilah Sashacha, this is what's called the prayer of the morning. With Tfilah, she connected to Mishal Baik, Nabayim, and the prayer that correlates to the daily sacrifice that was brought towards the evening. Hiyanikras Tfilah Sashacha, that's called the prayer of the afternoon. With Tfilah Shekinegah Musafin, and the prayer that correlates to the Musafin, here Nikras Tfilah Musafin is called the prayer of Musaf. Halacha Vav. Now, the Chayin is Kinyan, they also instituted, Shehei Od Mespal Tfilah Achaz Balayla, that a person should pray one prayer at night, Shadei Evrei Tomit Shal Bein Abayim, because the limbs of the evening, the mid-afternoon, evening, daily sacrifice, Misaklin V'holchen Kalalayla, they would be consumed, and they would be burning throughout the nighttime. Shlomo says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Hi Oila, it's the burnt sacrifice, Al Moikta, on the pyre, Al Mizbech, on the Mizbech, on the altar, Kalalayla, all night, Al Adabikr, until the morning. Kin Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Erev, evening, V'voike, morning, V'tzoraim, in the afternoon, Asicha, I speak, Ve'ehme, and I moan, Ve'yishma Kirlin, Hashem hears my voice, this idea of davening three times a day, night, morning, and afternoon. Now, but Ve'enkfilas Arvas Chayva, but the nighttime prayer is not obligatory Ketfil Shachas Amicha, like the one in the morning and the afternoon. Ve'afapikin, even so, Nogu Kol Yisrael B'chol Mo'ed Kaimish Meshvezeim, but however the custom has been for all the Jewish people in all the places where they're settled, Ve'spal Arvas Tadavin Ma'iriv, and Ve'kiblu Alim Ketfil Shachas Amicha, they accepted it upon themselves as if it's an obligatory prayer. However, we don't have Chazar Sashatz to do it out loud, because the whole point is for the Chazan to be Moitzi someone's Chiv, and it would be Bracha V'tol, because no one really has a Chiv to fulfill their obligation. But still, there is the prayer, the balachash of the Ma'ariv prayer. Halacha Zayin. Now, b'chein tiknu tefillah achar tefillas mincha. They also instituted a prayer after the late afternoon prayer of mincha, samach l'shkei sachama, close to the sunset, b'yem ha'tainis b'vat, specifically only on a day when there's a fast, k'dei l'chosev tchinu b'kashem, and ha'tainis to add on supplications and requests because of the fast day. B'zhu ha'tefillah nekras tefillas ne'ilah, this is the prayer that's called the prayer of ne'ilah. Claim, in other words, ne'ilah means closing, locking. Because Nina Lushara Shemayim Ba'ar HaShemesh, it's that the gates of heaven are being closed because of the sun, but Nistran is being hidden, that's why that prayer is called Ne'ilim. The Vishayim Espal, Noisei Samach Lushkei Sachamu, because he only davened close to the sun's setting, which is when it's like, it's closing up the day. Halacha Ches. Nintzot Tfilas B'chol Yom, it comes out like this. The prayers of every single day are Shalosh Shalosh 3. You have Arvis, which we start Halachic day at nighttime, so that's the Ma'ir of nighttime prayer, B'sharachos, the morning one, Mincha, and the afternoon one. Now, B'Shabbos is Miyadim, Rosh Chodeshim, now on Shabbos, and Yom Tovim, and Rosh Chodesh, which there would be a Karban Musav, so you have Arba, you have four Tfilas, Shalosh Shal Kol HaYom, you have the three of every single day, and the 12th Musav, and the added one of the Musav one. B'Mekipurim on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement is Chamesh is 5, because you have Arba Eilu, these 4, because it's also Yom Tim, and the Tfilas Ne'ilam, and you also have the prayer of Ne'ilu, which is also because you're fasting in Yom Kippur later on in the day towards the evening. Halacha test regarding what, if one could add on what's called Tfilas Nadava, his own prayer. So Tfilas Eilu, these prayers, in Parchas Amen, you don't do less than them, they're mandatory, but you could add on to them. If a person wants to daven the entire day, he has that option, that volition. Now, all the prayers that he's going to add on, yes, the equivalent of what davenim is in Beis Hamikdash, like he's sacrificing donated karbanos. Now, the figure, therefore, he has to introduce something novel, from every single blessing, from the middle brachas of the request, that's similar to the bracha that he's saying at that time. And the reason why he has to add on, so it shouldn't look like it's an obligatory prayer, which it's not. So, for example, let's say he has someone that's sick in the bracha b'refeinu, should daven for him according to his language. Now, if he didn't say something novel in every single one of the middle brachas, but in only one of them, so die, that's sufficient. And we say middle one because there's the first three and the last three, and then you have the middle ones. So that would be sufficient. Again, just that it should be obvious, it should be a notification that it's like a donation and not an obligatory one. Because if you say the same type of Shemoneh Esrei, it looks like, oh, that you have to. Now, however, the first three brachas and the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you never add on any text into those brachas. And you don't diminish from them. And you never change any one of that text. Halacha Yod, the community, the minyan, never davens a communal prayer of donation, which we said a yochad gedu. And the reason for fishing that tzibah mevin carbon nadava, because the tzibah, the public, never brings a donated carbon, because all the carbons of the tzibah were obligatory carbons. Moreover, leispal afil a yochad musav shtayim. Although he said you could daven as many carbonas tefillas nadava as you want to, but an individual cannot daven the musav prayer shtayim 2 times. Meaning achas chavasayim once as an obligation of the day, achas nadava once one as a donation. The reason is lefishay misnad the karban musav. There are certain karbanos you can bring as a nadava, you cannot bring the karban musav as a nadava. So prayer has that equivalency. Now the yeshmin ha-ga'inim mishahir, now there are, from those of the ga'inim, the time period before the rishayim, which Rambam was part of, that they ruled, sh'as l'sbal tefillas nadava b'shabbos v'yom tevim. So although we said every day you could, but not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot make a donated prayer. And the reason is, l'fisha emakim ben nadava, Shabbos is malachi, and I'll do. Karban is that obligatory. The Torah says you should bring it every single day, so you bring it. However, a nadava you cannot bring, el'cheves yom levad, only what's the obligation of that day itself. And therefore the equivalent would be, regarding tefillah, these going to say that one cannot say a tefillah's nadava, you cannot add on more than what's necessary for the tefillah's on Shabbos or Yom Tov.